Suppose you'd been there at that spot and heard this man talk like this. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Now what's he going to say next? Whoever believes, because come and believe are two ways of approaching and receiving from Jesus, right? So this right now is a treatise on faith. I am the bread of life. So whoever comes to me will never hunger. And whoever believes in me will never thirst. He'll never have a dissatisfied life. Even if there's suffering and darkness, and he will never have a dissatisfied life. At that level, he will never hunger or thirst. So try to figure out why the Word of God uses these images for belief. Whoever comes to me, what does it mean to come to Jesus? How do we do that? What does it mean to come to Jesus? Do we stay away from him? Well, yeah. He's already told us in chapter 3, right? That those whose works are dark don't want to come to the light. And so we go, but cautiously. We don't really go to him. Here I am, Lord. Fix me. Take me. Change me. I love you. Believe in me. You know? What does it mean to come to Jesus? It means to come to the light. And he's radical about this. Well, you know, we have so many clever defenses. How are we ever going to come to him? Well, remember, this treatise is a treatise on what? What is the work of God? What is the work that God the Father does? That we believe in him. It's the work of the Father. Everything the Father gives me will come to me. You see, we catch a glimpse here of life in the Trinity. This total, reckless, mutual love. The Father, you know, giving everything to the Son. The Son, as he says in chapter 5, I don't do anything unless I see the Father do it. Nothing. So the Father is, as some great theologians of the Middle Ages used to say, see, the Father is the principium deitatis. The Father is the principle of the deity. And yet they're all equal. You see how hard that is for us? You know, I had my last class yesterday. One of the students, we were discussing their papers. One has been written on the household order text in Colossians. You know, the husbands love your wives, wives, and you know that text, you know. And everybody was having problems with this. I said, don't you see how this goes right after sin? You got two. What's our first question? Who's the greatest? Who's the first? You know, the absolutely, totally equal in everything? Yes, but then one's first. He's the principium. That's right. But that doesn't make him a bigger shot than the other one. Do you see how faith will cauterize our imagination? If we'll let it. Yeah. Here you hear Jesus saying, you see, this is the will of my Father. That means he must be the boss. Do you see how our poor little head is mixed up? And here's the father saying, I draw everybody to my son. And then, you see, in my son, they come to me. And they enter into this rhythm of reckless love. We become part of the family of the Trinity. There's so many ways to look on this. Another way is in the gift of wisdom. A word proceeds within the believer. Word proceeds in every act of knowledge. But that's a whole other... That's a course in philosophy. We don't need that right now. But, and so he says, yes, you know, a word proceeds, but not just any word, a word breathing forth love. The life of the Trinity is going on inside of us. The Holy Spirit is moving us to the Son so that we can be caught up, purified, changed. You see, it says there in Ephesians, like I think it's 2:18, all of us, through him, Jesus, in one spirit, have access to the Father. Now, this is a discourse on faith, but with a sacramental overtone. When we get to the second part of the discourse, it's a discourse on the sacrament with a wisdom or faith overtone. But just ask yourself, you see, what does it mean for me to come to Jesus? What do I do now? All right, I'm going to come, Jesus. Where are you? How do I come? And Augustine says, non pedibus, but affectibus. Not with your feet, but with your decisions. You see how smart these guys are? But it's because they say, this is the Word of God. This is eternal divine light. I've got to be touched by it. And I don't understand it. You can get, you know, this the body level. Here's the text, okay. And he's on the other side and all that historical stuff, which is very important. That's the flesh of the Word. And then, the teaching. Here's Jesus teaching. Oh, I'm supposed to go to the Lord. That's great. See, that's called like the body level. But there's a spirit level where the Holy Spirit himself, using this text, impresses the reality that the text is talking about on your spirit. Then you know it. Origen used to tell the preachers, until you get there, shut up. Don't say anything. You don't know anything. Until that thing has gotten a hold of you and you preach the reality under the authority and aegis of the words, then you preach. Well, what? I just got ordained. What do I do now? You do your best, my friend, but you pray like crazy because people aren't going to be fed until you're fed. And so, if you're me, this is Lectio Divina. You know what I mean? If there's one thing, whoops, that's been lost, it's how to read the Bible. It's how to receive from God revelation, the reality, coming to Jesus and knowing, you see, and always having a satisfied life, no matter what. You see, that's the promise. And the prana and the raise up on the last day. What does that mean? Oh, I know we're all going to rise up from the dead. What does that mean? Wouldn't you like to anticipate that? Have an idea now of where you're going? Well, here it is. But you see, you got to open it up. The one who knocks, it's open. Doesn't say how long you got to knock. This is so precious, you see. We'll move on, and pretty soon we'll come to the part where now it's the sacrament, his body and his blood, the Eucharist, but with the same wisdom overtones. And as Aquinas says, it requires, this Eucharist requires a spiritual eating, not just a physical eating, just as reading this text requires a spiritual eating. You got to chew it. It's the same. And the council, I saw you, I've quoted this 100 times. Now the council says that the church has always given the same love, reverence, and respect to the Eucharist and to the Word.